We are at the bottom of Tezayin Mabez 16b, Tashema. We were just talking about the... is someone coming? We were just talking about the machlokas as to whether someone could make an Erev Chaseros on Yantav itself, on Yantav going into Shabbos, right? We know that you can't make an Erev Tzvum, and that's according to everyone, or at least according to the two opinions that we saw, Rav and Rebbe, because that's already Aser and Yantav. You can't, you know, do something which is already Aser to undo an Iser. But Eruvei Chatzeros, which doesn't apply on Yantav, so then maybe you could preempt the Shabbos prohibition of Erev, or of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, by making Erev on Yantav. So the Gemara says, Tashima. And we had said there's all the machlokas. Is it Rebbe? Is it Rebbe? Is it Rav? Are the shittas flipped? Chamim and Rebbe. Okay. So Tashima. Derevcha tachlifa bar avdimi avad uvda kvasei dishmo. He did something like Shmuel. What does that mean? He did something like Shmuel.
He was lame.
He paskened like Rebbe, and Rebbe said, "You're allowed to do it." Mm-hmm. The Amar Rav Tachilas Hora the High Torba Merabanan. They said about Rav that he was a is this a euphemism for saying he's disagreeing with Shmuel? The Amar Rav Tachilas Hora the High Torba Merabanan.
The Kilkula. Right, this first ruling of this young, this young rabbi, Tzur Devar Avonim, was harmful.
Yeah. He said that. Oh, they're saying that about Rav Tachlifa.
Yeah.
Okay, meaning that Rav Tachlifa did the wrong thing. Rav Tachlifa passing like Shmuel that you're allowed to make Erev Chatzeros on Yantav going into Shabbos.
And Rav disagreed.
And Rav disagreed and said you made a mistake. So Iyam Bishal Milkula Kamar. Right? If you're going to say that Rebbe's shita that we're passing like is the lenient shita, that you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros, so that makes sense that he messed something up because, you know, if it was a chumrah, so how can you mess something up if it's a chumrah? Eliyam el chumrah, Michael Kulika, right? How can you mess up? Kevan dimekalkuli barabim, because many people come to a kilkul. If you're saying that Rebbe, if you're saying that the Pesach, like Rebbe, was L'chumra, and that you don't make Erev Chatzeros, you could still say that that's considered a Kilkul, that there's a problem, because people forget that there wasn't an Erev on that Shabbos. And Hanel Kilkula, because you didn't make one, whereas you usually do, and therefore that the Kilkul is people walking from one Rishis to another without recognizing there's an Erev, there's no Erev. So Amareva,
caring, right.
Amareva, Amarev Chista, Amarevuna, Halach, Rebbe, Yul, Iser. We pass like Rebbe, that is Aser. There you go. So in the end of the day, Rav and Shmuel agree, basically, no?
Well, I think there was that idea that they don't have one rabbinic injunction to protect, to put a fence around another, to put a fence around another.
Xera.
This is not Xera.
This is not Xera.
The Erev, establishing Erev is from Shlomo. It's considered it's rabbinic.
Well, yeah, but that's not Xera.
They're saying you can't. So not establishing an Erev, not making an Erev.
It's not allowing
a person. You're going to violate carrying.
Well, we never really got into why they couldn't do it.
Right.
We never said that.
But of course, are they going to be, when they do this, are they violating, is there a derisa violation?
Potentially. Although, what you're saying, Erev Chatzeros is Shlomo now, so no.
Right.
All right, either way, in the end of the day, Rebbe Paskins, or we pass like Rebbe L'chumra, not necessarily Kula. That you're not allowed to make Erev Chatzeros on a Yantif on a Friday. Tan Rabbanan, we're on the top, Gil, second line, this top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos B'Shami Omer Mispal Shmona, V'Omer Shel Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma, In Shayom Tov B'Shnei Atzma. Right, we know that the Shemona Esrei on Yantif, on any day, always have has the three first brachas and three last brachas. Those are never going to change. But in the middle is the question. Right? So Beishamai says you have eight brachas, three and three, and then in the middle, you have one for Yantif, one for Shabbos. Beishol Mespal Sheva, Maschel B'Shabbos B'Shamai Shal Shabbos. You start with Shabbos, and you end with Shabbos. V'yomer Kedish Yom B'Emtza, and you talk about the Yantif in the middle. Right? This is what we do, sort of. Rebbe Omer, Av Chosim Ba Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael V'Az Manuver, that's the one, that's the kicker, that's what we do. Right? We basically, we paskin like Beis Hillel that there are seven, but we make sure that the Chasima, the end of the bracha, also includes Yantif. That's the word V'Az Manim. So Tani Tana Kame Dravina, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Az Shabbos V'Az Manim. This has a lot of hashkafic implications here. But how do you finish the bracha? So Rebbe just said, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazmanim, as if it's a list, Shabbos, Yisrael, and Yantif. And now we're saying, no, it's Mekadesh, Ravina is saying, or someone said to Ravina, Mekadesh Yisrael V'HaShabbos V'Hazmanim. So why would you put Yisrael before Shabbos, as opposed to the Rebbe's opinion? So Amalei Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadeshilei. Is it really true? I guess it's a rhetorical question. Atius Shabbos Yisrael Mekadeshilei. So Ravina says back to this person who says Mekadesh Yisrael and then HaShabbos. Do the Jewish people sanctify Shabbos? Of course, we make Kiddush. But HaShabbos Mekadesh V'Kayma. Hashem created Shabbos on the seventh day, regardless of what we do, regardless of how firm we are in terms of our Kiddush saying, it's still going to be there. Shabbos is always going to happen on the seventh day.
That's the answer to that question. Yeah, no one's there to observe it.
Right.
It's still there.
Still there. Ela ema mekadesh haShabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim. Rather, it should be, like Rebbe said, mekadesh haShabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim. I'm Rebbe Yosef Lach Rebbe. His heart is Ravina. Is that the exact words that we do?
Yeah.
Yisrael v'hashabbos.
Mekadesh
haShabbos. Is there a vav? Is there a vav before Yisrael or no?
No.
Okay. Okay. So Tanur Rabbanan. Shabbos Shachal Yosef Yerosh Chodesh Shabbos Chodesh Shalmaud Arvus Shachas Minchon Spal Sheva. Shabbos, which is also Rosh Chodesh,
or
Chol HaMoed. It's interesting, you see Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed as opposed to the other way around. But Mispal Sheva, the Omer Me'en HaMa'ora, you just do this the regular seven, and then you talk about the other days, Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. Ba'avoda, my note here says, in Ritzei, meaning before you do modim. Well,
which
I guess before
we say,
which
is when we say Yalav.
Right, Yalav, Yalav, yeah. Uv Musafin, that's only during Shacharis and Mincha and Maariv. But the Musafin, Mascha B'Shal Shabbos, Masai B'Shal Shabbos.
V'im Lo Amar.
Oh, V'im Lo Amar, Machzir Nesan. If you don't say, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Behoda. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you do it in modim itself. This is the difference between something which is Daraisa and something which is Darabana now, right? We say Halanisim in Modim, but that's because technically the Yantifs have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, not just with the feeling of Hoda. And therefore, when we say Ritzei, which is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, that's when we invoke all the holidays which would have had activities done in the Beis HaMikdash, the special Musaf Kavarnos and stuff like that. V'Musaf Maschel Shal Shabbos, V'Musaf Maschel Shabbos, V'Omer Kiddush Nos Yom B'Emtza. And on Musaf, you'd say things in the middle. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Broka, Omrim, Kol Makom Shehuskach L'Sheva, Maschel Shal Shabbos, Sfayim Shal Shabbos, Yom Kiddush Nos Yom B'Emtza. Okay, anytime that you only do seven, so you always only talk about the stuff in the middle. The Rosh Chodesh L'Chol Shemoed. Right, we don't change the bracha for Rosh Chodesh or for, do we? I don't think we do.
No.
Finishes. Yeah. I mean, we add those extra paragraphs, but we don't change the end bracha. Right? This we know more because of Chol HaMoed than we do Rosh Chodesh. How often does Rosh Chodesh fall on Shabbos? Probably less than Chol HaMoed. It's probably close.
It's probably about the same.
Well, so it's two per year usually for Rosh Chodesh.
What did you say?
Twice a year.
Really?
Rosh Chodesh.
That often?
Yeah.
Well, on Shabbos twice a year, yeah.
I guess the statistics work out as 1 in 5/7. Right? But I don't know.
Well, sometimes you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
So you probably have, 18 Rosh Chodesh days during the course of the year?
Right. Mm-hmm. So 1.5.
Well, it varies year to year how many days of Rosh Chodesh there are.
Right. But there are always going to be two, not always.
Because for the kids, that can be short or long.
Right. And I'm saying that, I was going to say there are always two Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but it's not true.
Yeah, because sometimes there's no Shabbos.
I wonder which one's more, though. Probably close. Okay, so Amar Bichia Barashi Amar Rav. Amar Rav Huna in Halacha Gil Sezuk. That we don't paskin like that group. Rather like the Tanakama, that I guess the first one was saying even Shachar Smicha and Marav, which I didn't realize. Because it said Kol Makom Shuzka Chusheva. Wait, no.
No, the second one's the one that says...
Hold on. The first one, it said, Shachar Smicha Marav, Yalav Yavo. The second one said, Musaf, you do Kedushas Yom Be'emta. And then they set a rule in all of the tefillos that have seven, meaning even on Shabbos at Shacharis and Mincha and Marav, meaning not Musaf, you would talk about Shabbos in the middle.
You'd have Yalav Yavo in the middle.
Right, you have to admit it in the middle bracha, not at Ritzeh. So we don't pass like that.
Right.
So Rav Huna comes along and says, no, we pass like the first opinion that only when it comes to Musaf do we have it in the middle. But other times, even on Shabbos, when you say seven brachos, so then you're going to have it also by Ritzeh, not by the middle. Amar Rav Yechia Bar Asha Marav, Maniach Adam Eirvet Tchumin Miyom Tov V'Chavir Masna. 2 days of Yantav Shel Galius. Does this include Rosh Hashanah? Does not make a distinction right now. Okay, but we had said this earlier, so that a person can make Erev Tchum from one Yantiv to the next and make a condition. That you can make it before Shabbos. Hold on. This could you mean one from one day of Yom Tov to the next? Okay, let's just take it for what it is right now. So Amar Rava, Maniach Adam Erev Tov Shilim Yom Tov L'Chaveru. You can do it from one to the next. How's that possible? Umasne. What's the are you making condition if today's Yom Tov? So then
what I'm doing today is nothing, and then the Erev Tov Shilai I make tomorrow will take care of Shabbos.
Right. You can do the opposite on the next day. You can say, if this is, if it's Yom Tov, this will be nothing, use the one from yesterday.
Well, then I don't need the one from yesterday. No, if today is Yom Tov.
If the second day is Yom Tov.
Right, and if today is not Yom Tov.
So then I'm just cooking.
I'm just cooking whatever today,
because
I can cook today. For sure. Manda Mariv
Tzchumen Kol Shekein Eruvei Tavshilin. Manda Mariv Tavshilin Aval Eruvei Tzchumen Lo. So my time, I do the mikni shvis v'shabs alo. Right, erev tchum is a greater stringency because you're creating a you're acquiring a new establishment, a new residence basically, and that's harder to do than erev tavshilim, which is just cooking. You're allowed to cook. Do we pass like this?
But I still don't understand, because if we're doing this with the Tanai, I'm not really acquiring a residence on Yom Tov. I'm saying whichever Yom Tov is the day that I'm acquiring my residence for Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. I think the point is that you're dealing with something which is more stringent, right? In terms of like, would we allow you to do this harama, right? You're playing with fire by Erev Tchumen, by Erev Tavshilin, you're playing with much less. But I hear what you're saying either way. It's not that problematic. Okay. So Tana Rabbana ain't open miyom to l'chaver. You can't cook from one day to the other to the next. Be'emes amru mala isha kol gedir basar afal pisha ain't tzricha el chisicha achas. It's true you're not allowed to cook from one day to the next, but if you're cooking for that day, you can cook a lot. Memali nachtom baker chavis shamayim. Af al bishe eno zarech el kiton. Echad. You only use a little of alefos, however, to bake. Eno ofe el mashet zarech lo. When you're making separate, I assume this means separate loaves of bread or separate cakes or whatever, you can only make one at a time. Or however many you need that day. Because you make them one at a time. I mean, it's not one big pot, but it's a bunch of different things laid out. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Mimala Isha Kla, Tanar Pas. You can fill the whole entire oven with bread. Ibnesha Pas Nefes, Yafe, Bizmansha, Tanar Male. I wonder if that's a thing. Your oven bakes everything better when it's full of bread. Is that true?
It says, in Talmudic times, small ovens were used. When they were filled with bread, there was little airspace left in the oven. This caused the heat to be more concentrated, which caused a better baking of the bread.
Because it was so small, so the airspace...
The frost.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Nowadays, I don't know if that applies.
The frost is for a freezer. You want to... I mean, for a freezer, it works better if it's full. If it's packed, it doesn't work as well if it's half empty.
Or half full. Okay.
So you put a lot of stuff in there.
I hear what you're saying. That the temperature that you're sort of injecting into that space works on the items if there's less airspace for it to get sort of dissipated.
Right. Once it's okay. Cool things. So I'm thinking that
interesting.
It's a different reason than for the
oven. Oh, that sounds similar.
The oven is like, it's because everything there's no. less airspace, but it, things will heat up and then they help.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I assume it's a similar thing, that the temperature doesn't dissipate. The heat doesn't dissipate in the airspace as opposed to...
It does take longer to cook.
I don't know. A guy in Kansas, still there. His name is Robin O. And he had this minhag every Friday. He would make tons of challahs. Like, he made like 25 challahs. Mm-hmm. And he would just give them out to people. But it depends which challah you would get, you know, how good it was, because he put some of them on the sides of the oven, some of them in the middle. So, like, if you got a middle one, it was like a very gooey, like unbaked one. But if you got a side one, like, it was like charred on the outside. So I just think about this gemara, because he used to pack his ovens to get these, you know, he would do them in like two shifts, so 12 or something. I don't know. I don't think. Sweet guy. He was also a very good doctor. Amar Rava Halach Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar.
I guess he wanted to make big enough batches of challah every week that he could take challah.
Yeah, he took challah, and he had a lot of pride in using Kansas wheat, which there's a lot of.
They saw patients one at a time.
So he said, but we passed like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that you're even allowed to fill up an entire oven, but that's because that's helping that one loaf of bread that you're going to be using. Right. This is sort of like it's not because you're allowed to prepare, and it's not because he necessarily disagrees with the first opinion that if you can't make extra pieces of something, but because it helps that one piece for your yontif, so that works. Okay. So yibayluhu mishluhi niachiru v'tafshin hu nasar kimcho v'kimcho nasar. He is usher to cook from one day from yontif to Shabbos, and his flour is aser. That's interesting.
So even if I made an Erev Tavshilin and you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you can't say,
why?
Here, cook my flour for me.
What's the Svara? Maybe they're going to talk about it. Oh, Dilma, hu nasar ve'en kimcho nasar. Or do we say that he's aser, but somebody else could use his flour? Lamai, nafkamina, what does it matter? What do you mean, what does it matter? Can he use his flour? Lak nuye, can he... Does he have to give it over as a gift? Like nu kimchul acher. I amar hu nesar kimchul nesar tzarach like nu kimchul acher. Vi amar hu nesar kimchul nesar tzarach like nu kimchul acher. So my, it's not about whether we can use it. It's whether we have to use this matana shtick, right? I mean, we're going to use this flower, like regardless of what you tell me. The question is just, does he have to give it as a gift, or can I just take it?
Normally.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, no, it's not. Can I take it? It's a matter of, does he have to give it to me as a gift?
Or does he have to just give it to me?
He just asked me, do me a favor, bake my flour.
Right.
But before, you couldn't give flowers a gift.
Yeah, it's just a funny question. Like, I'm going to be using his flower. Should he gift it to me or just give it to me? Like, okay, well, once you're asking. Tashima, Misha lo hinichay v'tashim hareze lo yefe, v'lo yivashel, v'lo yatzmin. No types of cookings. Lo lo v'lo l'achirim. Not for himself, not for other people. And no one else should bake or cook for him. He should gift to other people, and then they could bake for him. So strange. Shema mina hu nasar kimcha nasar. Shema mina, you have to gift it in a formal way, which means you can gift on yantif, which is interesting. What if you did make something without an erev tavshilin? So Tashima Mishlo Yachir Tevshin Ketsu Osem Makna Kim Cholachirim V'Achirim Ofen Lo V'Vashlin Lo, that other people can do it for him after he is Makna to them. Okay. So what does that have to do with our question? Our question was.
So the Gemara continued.
Right. So our question is, if he himself baked
without making
an Erev Tevshin. So the Gemara says, V'i Isa, if it was really true that a person could technically do it himself. Listni avar va'afa mutter. I really get
it. Then the Braiser should have mentioned that if he did, l'chad chila, he should gift it to somebody. But if he did it, if he baked, it's mutter.
I don't really hear that.
I don't hear it either, but that's what it says.
The Braiser should have said that. We're talking about things that are completely mutter. You want to tell me about something that is a bit yevin? I don't know.
So the Gemara is going to say that.
We're talking about things that are okay, not things that are not okay. I guess I should have just kept reading. Someone who made an Erev Tavshilin, so then you can do whatever you want. And if you want to eat your Erev after you already finished cooking everything you needed to cook, so then you're allowed to. What's the Havamina? That you wouldn't be allowed to.
Before you can.
Before, of course. But why would you think you're not allowed to eat it even after you finish?
Because what's the purpose of the? I mean, the Erev Tavshilin is you're setting aside something for Shabbos.
So you're saying to eat it on Shabbos.
So if I'm going to eat it on Yontif now after I finish cooking, maybe you would think it's muksa because it was set aside for
Shabbos.
Right.
It's supposed to be something which helps you prepare for Shabbos. It's the extension of your Shabbos preparations from before Yontif. So maybe you have to leave it over to Yontif. Okay, I like that. You have to leave it over to Shabbos.
It wasn't muksa because you could take some of it as long.
Yeah,
as
no, it's not muksa.
But the problem is, if you're eating it, did what you say matter at all? Like, it's not even. It's like I never really meant to.
You change your mind? Your intentions really were for Shabbos, but now
you
you're hungry.
You can still use
that's
it
what it's saying.
For Shabbos,
that's what it's saying. That's the chiddush here, I guess. Achlo ashlo afa. If you ate it before you baked. Oh, ad shelo bishel, or before you cooked, ad shelo hitzmin, before you insulated. Hareze lo yofev lo yivash lo yatzmin. You're not allowed to anymore. Lo 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 v'lacherim v'lo lacherim v'ofen lo yivashin lo. Avam ashel yom tov im hoster hoster l'shabbos. You're allowed to cook for Yontif. If you have extra, that extra could be for Shabbos. Avash lo yarim, as long as you're not really doing it as a trick, right? You're being intellectually honest about it. V'im harim aser. And if you do use one of these tricks, then it would be aser. And it's interesting because we often do allow ha'aramas, we do allow tricks for the Rabbanan. So in this case, we're not willing to say you can. But the Rabbanan can make up the rules because it's the Rabbanan itself. So, right, you got to be honest about it. So Amar Avashi, ha'arama kamart. Are you telling me a ha'arama? You're using the concept of Harama to tell me that he is allowed to bake, right? I guess they're using this to say that if you do this trick and you really are cooking for Shabbos,
it's going to be
but it's going to be usher, meaning that we say you're not allowed to cook in any circumstance if you don't have an Erev Tavshilin. So Amar Vashi, Harama Kamar, Shani Harama, Da Achmiru Be'Rabbanan Tvei. It's just that the rabbis are being particularly stringent about someone who's being intellectually dishonest. Tvei Mi Mezid. Right? Someone who's trying to circumvent the halacha, we're going to be more stringent about that person than someone who's literally just violating something.
So the guy who forgot to make it, out of negligence. He can he even gift it? He really wasn't supposed. And he cooked anyway. I'm sorry, he didn't do it. He cooked anyway. He's not. It's not Yontif. He was cooking anyway. We said before he could give the flour, but or give the he could give the loaf. But can he really? It's usher.
What's usher?
The loaf.
Right. No, he can't
if
give.
If he cooked it, so no.
He can't gift the food. He can gift the flour and let somebody else cook it.
Right.
Right. That's not my. I give you the flour, but he can't cook. If he does, he can't. He said it was. We said it was mutter for him to eat it.
No, he really never said that.
No, he didn't. Okay.
Yeah, we never said that's what we're trying to figure out.
So it, based on that, then I think he can't.
So that's what they're asking here. If you do the trick, we're saying you're not allowed to eat it. So the LMI must mean that if you don't have an Erev Tav Shiel, you're not allowed to eat it. So that means even if you do so on purpose. You know, even if you do it on purpose, that's a different thing. Maybe the Evel would allow someone who did it on purpose, but we wouldn't allow someone who's trying to do a trick. Because someone who's doing something on purpose, we're not so machmer about, no one's going to learn from someone who's in a varian, right? Someone who does something purposefully against the halacha. So no, we're not worried about that guy because he's gonna do what he's gonna do, right? Russias are gonna Russia, but people that are trying to trick, so they're at least trying to keep halacha.
They think what they're doing is okay.
Right, exactly. So they're oh, well, I could do this, you know, move my thumbs and figure out that you could do it if you really do it this way. So that we're gonna be machmer about that person. He's trying to keep halacha. If Nachmar Yitzchak Amar, Hamani Chananyahi. Who's the opinion that says what? If you do the harama, you're not allowed to eat it. It's Chananya. V'aliba de Beis Shammai. The Tana of the Beis says Chananya Omer Beis Shammai Omer Ein Ofen Elch Im Kein Erev Pepas Ve'Ein Mevashlan El Im Kein Erev Tetavshil Ve'Ein Tomnim El Im Kein Hayu Chamin Tmun Me'er V'Yomtov. So whatever you want to do, you have to have already started doing from before. That's interesting. It's not just that you have any kind of prepared food, but the specific thing that you want to do on Yontif, that's what you have to have already made your Erev Tav Shiel from also. If it's baked, if it's cooked, or if it's insulated. El im kein hayu chamim tumim me'er yom tov, v'ishil al omrim me'arev v'tav shel echad v'osa kol tzarko. You just do whatever kind of food you want, and then you can use any kind of mechanism to make more. But Tanan tells us, Tanan?
Mishnah
and Trumah says, "Hamaaser peirosav b'Shabbos yochal b'meiz b'shogeg yochal b'meiz lo yochal." Someone who takes meiser from his fruit on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, right? There's a rabbinic, I think it's rabbinic, iser to do so on Shabbos. If you did it by accident, you're allowed to eat the peiros, but if you did it on purpose, you're not allowed to. So wait a second. I thought you said that we're going to be more machmir for the gezeras, and here someone did a b'shogeg, meaning they're trying to give halacha, but they made a mistake. You said he can eat it, but b'mezid, who's the real rasha, so then you say you can't eat it. So which one is it? The Gemara said, "Lo tzricha de islay peir achrini." That's a situation where he has other fruit, and therefore it's not a problem. It's not a problem to aser it for that first person, the person who did a b'shogeg, because he has other fruit he can use. Okay, I'm not sure why that outweighs the other.
No, but we said b'shogeg, he can eat it. In this case.
B'shogeg, he's allowed to eat it. Maybe he's not allowed to eat it.
Was it?
But if he has other fruit, why should you allow it?
Accidentally.
Regardless.
I think we're just asking about the Isser part. Someone who does it on purpose is not allowed to eat it. As opposed to before, he said it was on purpose, so then he said you allowed
to eat it. And he did it anyway.
If you had, maybe, I mean, right now we're still in the suggestion phase. We don't know this for sure, but maybe you would be allowed to, a person who actively violated his lack of Erev Tav Shiel and cook, maybe we would allow him to eat. So I say here, the reason we'd be more makil to allow the person to eat maybe by the Erev Tav Shiel, I'm just trying to, the implication is that we'd be more makil for the person who violated his lack of Erev Tav Shiel because it's on a Javis. As opposed to the Meiser problem where he has other food, so we're not going to allow him to be makil.
And we're assuming if he cooks
Right, he didn't have any other food.
He didn't have any other food.
Maybe.
So we're not really asking about, we're not really talking,
yeah,
about
not talking
the
about
other
the part
of the Mishnah, which says right. The Bishogig, it's mutter.
Right. That's not really part of it. Here, Harama versus Shogig is very different, obviously, intellectually. Tashema ha-matzvil kelev b'Shabbos, someone who's same thing. Someone who does tefillah on Shabbos, right, puts some one of the utensils in the mikvah on Shabbos, which is also aser because it's kimisakin kli, right? It looks like you're fixing it. B'shogeg yishtamish ben, if you did it by accident, you can use it. B'mezid lo yishtamish ben, right? Same thing. If someone does it on purpose, we're not allowing him to do it. So why not? I thought
no,
we said...
Because of b'shogeg. Right.
B'shogeg, he's allowed to use it. B'mezid, he's not allowed to. So why? If he's doing it on purpose, he's a Rasha, and we should allow him to do it. I thought we're not worried about Rashas. So lo tzricha d'isla imani achrini inami efshe b'she'ela. He could get utensils other places. And that's why we are machmir about that, because he could use something else. Like I guess he can't get other people's food by Erev Tav Shilin. So Tashema Hamavash Shabbos Shogi Yochab Mezlo Yochab. Someone who cooks on Shabbos, a Shogi, you're allowed to eat what's in it if it's an accident. But if you did it on purpose, you're not allowed to. So Isur de Shabbos Shani. Shabbos is special. We're machmir about Shabbos.
Because this is a biblical prohibition.
Right. Shabbos.
The other three,
Erev Tavshilin, Meiser, and Tvila, those are all Durabanans that you can't do them on Shabbos. You can't do them on Yantif or Shabbos. But these, Erev Tavshilin is not relevant to Shabbos, but cooking on Shabbos itself, that's the Din Daraisa. Okay, Beishami Omrim. Shnei Tav Shilin. Beishami said you have to have two. Beishilah says you have to have one. Masisi Dol Kayatana. Tahanir Mer Bishimon Ben Elazar. Modin Beishami Beishilah Shnei Tav Shilin Shetzarech. That everyone agrees according to this brisa. According to Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, Beishami Beishilah agree that you need two things. What do they disagree? Amen. Nechul Al Dag Lebeitza She'alav. The fish with the egg on top of it. Shebeishami Omrim Shnei Tav Shilin. Beishami will look at that and say that's two. Beishilah Omrim Tav Shil Echad. Beishilah says no, that's one thing. Just different components. V'shamashim pir per beitza. If you crumble, that means?
Yeah, mush, mash, something like
if you mash a v'nasal and toch hadag, if you put it inside the fish, o shirise kaplutos, or if you, what is that?
Rise. Minced leek.
Minced leek, v'nasal and toch hadag, shnei tav shilin. What? If you put it on the inside of the fish, that's for sure two things?
Mm-hmm.
But if you put it on top of the fish, that's only one thing?
That's what it says, yeah.
Wouldn't you think the other way around?
I want to. It's gonna blow my hot sauce theory. That hot sauce is fermented, so therefore it can be used for an Erev Tav Shilin and not with another cooked food.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that works. Amar Rava Hilchos Katana Didan. We're passing like our Tana of our Mishnah that says the Machlokas is just how many you have to have generally. Valiba de Basilo. That it's good enough to have one.
You could have one.
Yeah, we don't pass on like that, even though Rebbe says that.
So it sounds like you have to make chicken wings with hot sauce cooked into it versus on top.
That's only one. Achlo she'avan harezeh lo yivash lo'olav. If you ate the erev or you lost it, so then you're not allowed to cook with it anymore on its behalf or relying on it. Amar Abai nakhtinan hitzchil b'yisasso. Hitzchil b'yisasso. Sorry. Jeff, we can hear you. Hischil v'yisaso, if you started dealing with the dough.
You started to prepare your dough.
Yeah. V'nechal eruvo. Right, if you already started the process of cooking or baking, so then you can continue and finish it while if you already ate the eruv while you were...
It's in the oven already.
Yeah. Well, in the oven doesn't say that, but...
Well, it's in the come between the lines.
Presumably, that's what it means.
I don't even know if it means that. I mean, once you start mixing your dough, that might be considered starting, yeah.
Rashi says...
There's more malachas out
there. Rashi says it means you put it in the oven, and Shitami Kubetza says that it's already enough to start the process even before you put it in the oven.
You put it in the oven, you've already initiated all the shots, and now it's...
Okay, Shkayach.